5 times in the Mass, the priest or deacon says, "The Lord be with you." And then we respond. 5 times at the beginning of Mass, when the gospel is proclaimed, at the preface dialogue, right, when we begin the Eucharistic prayer, when we offer the sign of peace, and at the final blessing, we say, "The Lord be with you." And I wonder how many times do we actually believe those words when the priest or deacon says it to us? Do we believe that the Lord is with us? Or do we simply say, yeah, and with your spirit? Now, it's said that you have to hear something 7 times before you remember it. So maybe the problem is we don't say it enough every week at Mass. But the truth is, the Lord is with us. And the truth is, a lot of us forget that. And so we need to be reminded of it, that the Lord is indeed with us. He claims us as His sons and daughters on the day of our baptism. And today we celebrate the fact that the Lord is with us because we have the gift of the baptism of our Lord Jesus. And God says an amazing thing to Jesus on the day that He's baptized. What an incredible sight that must have been. Jesus comes out of the water, the River Jordan. The sky lights up. The voice of God says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Do we believe that? Do we believe that Jesus says the same thing about us? Because we are His sons and daughters as well. And He says that about His Son Jesus. "This is my Son. I'm well pleased." When we were baptized, God said the same thing about us. But what do we believe it? So much of my priestly ministry, I feel, is trying to convince people that you are beloved, that you are loved, that God is pleased with you. He created you. He made you. He loves you. He claims you as His son and daughter in the wonderful sacrament of baptism, the wonderful sprinkling rite that we had at the beginning of Mass to remind us that we were claimed through the washing of the water and baptism, that our souls were claimed for the Lord. That the Lord said to us, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. In you, I am well pleased." We ask the Lord to help us to believe that He is with us. We ask Him to help us believe that He is pleased with us because He loves us. He loves us so much that He gave His Son who died for us, who shed His blood for us, who gives us the gift of the Eucharist to say, "I'm here with you. I am here with you." And that is something that we ask the Lord to help us to believe and not just say as a simple response, yeah, and with your spirit. No, we ask the Lord to help us to truly let that set in our heart and our soul that yes, we have been claimed as the Lord. Yes, He is with us. And just to kind of set your hearts and minds at ease, right? We're not alone in this. We're not the first generation that's been like, "Oh yeah, we forgot for a minute that God is with us." Let's go back to our first parents, Adam and Eve. Remember the Genesis narrative, the story of creation, right? God makes man and says, "Let us make man in our own image." He made us in His image, right? And then He said, different than all of creation, He looked at His creation of man and said what? "This is very good." Everything else He made, He said it's good. But in the Genesis narrative, He points out that when He makes man, He says, "This is very good." Right? And then you fast forward to the next chapter in Genesis, and the serpent comes to Eve and says, "Hey, you can eat anything in here, right?" And she says, "Yeah, we can, except for that one tree of knowledge." And the serpent says, "Why not?" "Well, He told us not to." And the serpent says, what a cool, cunning dude the devil is, right? He says, "You know why I didn't want you to eat from that? He doesn't want you to be like Him." But we were made how? In His image. How do we forget that? Adam and Eve forgot it. We forget it too. We forget that the Lord is with us. We forget that we are made in God's image. We forget that we are very good. And there's something that goes on in the hearts and the minds and the lives of all of us. There's something that keeps us from believing that truth. I don't know what it is, but it's something different for all of us. There's something inside of us that's broken, that needs redeeming. That's why we get baptized. That's why we need a Savior. There's something inside us that makes us forget that the Lord is with us. Maybe it's a sin that we're carrying. Maybe it's despair over the loss of a loved one. Maybe it's the situation that we're in. Maybe it's sadness. There's something inside each one of us, and it keeps us from believing that God is with us. It keeps us from believing the truth of what God says in the gospel. You are God's beloved. In Him, He is well pleased. As we celebrate today, we ask the Lord to help us maybe identify what it is that's keeping us from believing that truth. We ask the Lord to wipe that away from us so that we can truly believe and grasp that the Lord is with us and that we are His beloved sons and daughters. We pray we may hear the Word of God tell us, you are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter, in you I am well pleased.